All right, everybody, welcome to Stewie's Thoughts Podcast, episode 15, so it is. And I'm going to give you my thoughts about accents today, so I am.
There's a Northern Irish guy doing a Northern Irish accent. Where else are you going to get that in a fucking podcast? Play the fucking intro.
Play the fucking intro, you wee dick.
So here we are, guys, episode 15. One more episode and you can legally fuck my podcast. The age of consent in the UK is 16. So one more episode and you can legally fuck my podcast. I mean, I'll probably lose a lot of pedo listeners, but that's the way it goes, isn't it? I mean, if this was recorded in some other country where the age of consent is lower, you probably would have been able to fuck my podcast on like episode 9. But we're in the UK, so it is what it is. It's 16. I mean, make this a thing. I mean, you know, episode 18, my podcast can legally buy alcohol. Or episode 30, where, you know, I might throw a big 30s party. Episode 40, life begins at 40, as they say. Or episode 50, I can join a over 50s plan. Do you remember that, actually? What would you call them? Sun Life. Do you remember that? Sun Life, over 50s plan, where you sign up to some fucking shit. I don't even know what it is. Is it for like when you die and this pays for your funeral and shit? Life insurance, is it? I don't know. I mean, talk about knowing how to seal a deal. Sign up to our over 50 plan and you will get not just a pen, a Parker pen. I mean, who sits in their house, right, turns 50, sees an advert on TV and it's like, come join us. It's come join our over 50s plan. And, and the person's sitting there thinking, no, that's not for me. And we'll give you a free Parker pen. Fuck, yes, I'll sign up to that. I've always wanted a Parker pen. Like, I have a picture here with a Parker pen now, and guess how much they are? A fucking fiver. Like, whose smart idea was that? Like, I know. When nobody's signing up to our over 50s plan, I know what to do. Well, give them a fucking pen. That's a brilliant idea. So they bought like 1,000 of them. Only to realise that nobody fucking wants them. And then, you know, this campaign, this Parker pen campaign went on for like fucking 10 years. I just remember for years and years and years, these adverts were just on TV and they were just like, you know, join our over 50s plan and we'll give you a free Parker pen. Like, I'm fucking tempted to buy one, to be honest with you. But if you were like an old lady, right, and you joined the over 50s plan and then you got your free Parker pen, like, you're giving away your age. Like, what woman wants people to know that she's like 50? You know, she's like in the bank or something signing some shit and the bank man's like, you know, oh, I see you got a fucking Parker pen there. Are you over 50? So like, very, you know, completely fucking stupid idea. I wonder what Sun Life are actually giving away now. I mean, Sun Life free gift. What are they giving away now? £125 free gift card. T's and C's apply. What is it? Like, gift card for what? Fucking pens? What is it? A free £125 gift card for Marks and Spencer's, Argos, and Boots. Like, 125 fucking quid. For what? Like, I mean, they're getting desperate now, aren't they? Like, giving away a fucking £5 pen, now they're giving away a £125 gift card. I mean, I'm slagging this up, but whenever I'm fucking 50, I might be signing up to them. Hopefully then they'll give away like £1 million. Join our Sun Life fucking over 50s plan and we'll give you £1 million. That tell you what, I'll sign up to that. Now, also, it says here, it's an over 50s plan, but it's for people who are 49 to 85 years old. Should it not be 50? Or 51 to 85? But there you go. So, a little fucking rant about that. But anyway, we're going to kickstart this podcast off, shall we? I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently. And I'm going to start with yesterday. So yesterday I was at the amazing, the most beautiful place on the planet, Weston Park in Shifnal. So if you don't know what Weston Park is, it's basically a stately home. It's fucking huge. A lot of aristocracy. or what do you call them people? Aristocracy, whatever, you know what I mean. But these people with money, they like to go to this place. Royalty's been there, you know, we've had American presidents coming over and they stayed at Weston Park. It's a fucking lovely, stately home. And they had an afternoon tea and I was there drawing the guests. So basically people booked the afternoon tea in the big dining room. And in between, like whenever they arrive and then in between sort of their snacks or whatever, they had me walking around the tables just entertaining people. So the caricatures is part of the entertainment. It's like a gift for Weston Park for people who, you know, who go to the afternoon tea and then they leave and then they leave with a gift and that kind of thing. But also I'm there to add a little bit of entertainment with my, air quotes, stand-up comedy. I am standing up and I am doing a bit of comedy. And it's basically what I'm doing is crowd work, but with a fucking table of like four people. So yeah, as I'm drawing them, I just, you know, have a laugh and have a joke with them. And it's basically like crowd work. So if you can imagine like, what do you call him? Paul Smith. So imagine watching Paul Smith, but Paul Smith doing it to a table of like four people. That's basically what I do. That's what I did anyway with the Weston Park, the afternoon tea. So did that for a few hours. And after that, I came home and fucking chilled. So I went on a movie binge and I watched Dumb and Dumber. And then straight after that, I watched Dumb and Dumber 2. Fucking brilliant films, like. And yeah, just sat, chilled, had a few beers and relaxed because I had a busy few days. So yeah, and then that was yesterday. And then what did I do before that? So before that, this was on a Friday, I went to Alison Stewart's wedding, which was at Park House Hotel, which is in Shifnal, would you believe? So I literally, whenever I was coming home from this wedding, I actually drove past Weston Park and I was like, I'm going to be there tomorrow. And yeah, so Park House, it's a lovely venue. I've been there a few times now. And they've got like a resident DJ there. And me and him just, we get on so well with each other. So we had a little chat. And I was due to start at 6, but the wedding was, it was running a little bit late. So they didn't even do the speeches or anything. So I had to wait for them to finish. And I didn't start till 7. So, a little, you know, I was an hour behind. But at the end of the day, people, when they booked me for their wedding and its caricatures, this was a 3-hour booking. Like, I'm not going to turn up at 6 and then, you know, wait to draw for an hour and then that only gives me 2 hours. You know, I'm not that type of person. So, like, realistically, I think a lot of other caricature artists and especially, like, photo booths and all that kind of stuff, if you book them for 6 till 9, then it's 6 till 9. So you're leaving at 9. So if you can imagine booking somebody, and even though your wedding's running late, you know, you booked me for 3 hours, and then your wedding's running late, so now I've only got 2 hours. But no, you booked me for 3 hours. So I started at, I was supposed to start at 6, but I started at 7, and then it was 7 till 10. And they had a band there, and the woman, she was really good, the woman who was singing. I don't know who the band was, but yeah, so once the speeches were over, they had to change the room around because they had like a Christmas dinner in the next room. Normally what they do is they'll have the meal in the next room and then the main room is where they'll have like the disco and that kind of stuff. But because they had another event, now me personally, I think they shouldn't have had another event. I think they should have had the whole wedding. Like, they shouldn't have took on two events right next to each other. I mean, it wasn't a problem. Like, you know, the bride and the groom, they were happy and all this kind of stuff. Maybe they got discounted, maybe, I don't know. But there was a bar at the other end of the building, and so everybody just moved to there, and then I started drawing while I turned around the room, and then when the room was ready, we all went back into the main room, and then I started drawing again, and I did that up until 10 o'clock, and got myself some food from the buffet, and then drove home eating a pulled pork fucking bun. So that was pretty decent. And then the day before that was a Friday, and I was in none other than the Hilton Hotel in Manchester. So the Hilton Hotel is a fucking, I think it's the tallest building in Manchester. It's up there as one of the tallest buildings in the UK as well. This thing is fucking huge. And yeah, it was pretty cool. Now, I knew before I was getting there that the parking was going to be an absolute fucking bitch. So I contacted the people who booked me before the event, and I was like, what are we going to do about parking? Now, this is where experience comes into play, like, because before I would have just turned up and I'd be like, fuck, I've got nowhere to park. Now I'm like, right, am I going in the centre of Manchester? Yes. Sort out parking. Am I going in the centre of Birmingham? Yes, sort out parking. So any event that's in the centre of a major city, I now sort out the parking before I go there. And, you know, it saves me fucking £30. £30 to park for a couple of hours in the centre of Manchester. Fucking robbing bastards. So, yes, and then also I now take into consideration all these cleaner zones and these fucking congestion zones. I've been fined so many fucking times, or it's caught me out where it's costed me like fucking 50 quid just to turn up these events, that, you know, now I know, like, okay, centre of Manchester, right, parking, is there a cleaner zone? You know, now I know all these questions. So I organised the parking before I got there, and I parked in one of the main car parks just literally around the corner from the actual Hilton Hotel itself. And they paid for the parking. So that was actually £30. What was it? 9 till 12. So 9, 10, 11, 12. And they actually paid till 1. So that's 4 hours. £30 to park in Manchester for 4 hours. That's fucking madness, like. So, yeah. So they paid for the parking. And this was a company called Inzio. I-N-I-Z-I-O. Try and say that. And it's some sort of medical fucking place. So they're a massive major company, and they're all around the UK. And there was 450 people at this place. So I went into this fucking room, and it was a massive function room. And I mean, this place was fucking huge. And there was fucking, I just seen how many people I was there, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I think this may be the biggest room. Yeah, I think we're close to it. But yeah, as soon as I went in there, I was like, holy shit, this place is fucking huge. And yeah, I went up to the main organisers, found them, and I started drawing them first. So I drew them first, and then that set off some mad fucking queue. The queue I had was unreal. Every time I looked up, there was just more people joining the queue, and I was like, fucking hell, I'm gonna be fucking flat out here. And I was fucking flat out for about a solid 3 hours, just didn't move. Constant drawed about, I think I drew about almost 40 people within them 3 hours, so it's fucking madness. Now, my caricatures, right, I draw them on A3 paper, and so the reason why I do that is because the actual drawing is going to be the actual size of your actual head, so it's like a full size drawing of your head, and I do that in about 3 minutes. That includes, you know, shading and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, if I was to draw on A4, it just looks fucking shit, to be honest. And it's like half the size of your head. I think it's better, like, if it's the actual size of your head. So, you know, it's a life-size drawing of you done in about 3 minutes. And, yeah, so I had this queue, and then I had this Scottish girl come up to me. Shout out, Abby. She came up to me fucking pissed. She was pissed out of her head from Glasgow. And, I don't know, as soon as she found out I was from Northern Ireland, she was like, she just fucking hung around me like fucking a fly around shite. And it was actually pretty funny because she was pissed. And like, normally whenever I draw people, I have like a set of questions. So just to, you know, make it less awkward for people when I'm drawing them, I'm like, so where are you from? What do you do for a living? You know, well, you know, all that usual shit. What's your hobbies and stuff? And she clicked onto that pretty quickly. And then she started asking people. So she was like, what's your hobbies and stuff? But she was entertaining, right? She entertained me, and she was very entertaining. But she was one of them ones, you know, who's like drunk. And they're like proper drunk, and they're hanging around you and all this kind of stuff. And I think she was pissing off a lot of other people, but she wasn't pissing me off. I actually found her quite entertaining, and she was actually doing my job for me because she was asking people the questions, which left me to draw. So she was actually helping me out, believe it or not. And yeah, she was fucking steaming, like, so. But you know, she made mine out. It was hilarious. And her boss came up to me, and she was like, I'll get her out of the way for you. And I'm like, nah, she's not, she's all right, she's not bothering me, she's actually entertaining. She was, I think she was like, about 80% of people found her funny, and then 20% of people just didn't, and found her quite annoying, I think. But, you know, she was getting a lot of people coming over, all these Glaswegians, I think all the people she worked for, I think she wanted them all drawn and stuff and all. But yeah, it was pretty fun, pretty entertaining. And finished up at 12, and this was a Friday night, like, and Manchester was fucking bouncing, like, I mean, this is bang on in the centre of Manchester where all the nightlife is and stuff. So I finished up, and I left at 12 o'clock, and, you know, I was hungry, and I was like, I've still got an hour free parking here. I'm in the centre of Manchester, so I left all my pens and stuff back in the car, and then I went back out, and then I went over and got some food, got a fucking pizza, and went back to the car and drove back home eating the pizza. And the pizza was fucking amazing as well. It was like, it was pepperoni, but it like had all this garlicky stuff in it. Oh my God. Yeah, it was fucking nice. Like, so there you go. So that was Friday. And then the day before that, I was in Warrington. So I went to a place called the Park Royal Hotel. And that was another corporate event. So that was, who was that for? Both of these, like, this event and the one I did before that, they were done through an agency. So it's a little bit, speaking of the agency, they just sent me a quote for another event. Let me see, where was that fucking... It was for like some other medical place. I can't even remember. Oh, hang on. I know the name now. Hang on. But yeah, this was the same thing. So 3 hours, went into the room. It was fucking packed. There was loads of people there. Again, it was like fucking sardines. Like, I think it was about 250, maybe 300 people packed in this, like, hallway. That's who it was for. It was for a company called IAJ Loyalty. So this was actually, where was it? Oh, yeah, so it was like a Liberia cargo company and a British Airways cargo company, and they both merged together to create IAJ. Like a global fucking, I know, fucking global fucking cargo fucking companies. I don't know, I didn't really look into it, but it was basically British Airways and some other company. And so, yeah, so, you know, add that to the fucking resume. I worked for British Airways, so there you go. And yeah, so through them, it wasn't that busy. I think I only did about 34 people or something like that. They were having their meal and stuff and all, but and I was like, I had to walk around. So basically what happened was we were in the hallway, and then they were all getting their first drinks, that kind of stuff, and then the drinks reception, so to say. And then after that, they went into the main function room, and then this like literally happened about half an hour into my drawing. So everybody moved into their main room, so I moved in with them, and then the fucking food started coming out. But because there were so many people, they started with like table one and stuff like that. And so I was at table one, and I was drawing people at table one. And then when they started bringing the food out, I went to the other end of the room, so table fucking 50 or whatever it was, and I started drawing them. And then I was like drawing one or two people on that table, and I was like, I'll come back to these guys, I'm going to go to another table. So I was like going from one table to another table, and then we overlapped with the waiters, because the problem I have, right, is I'm standing at a table drawing, and then waiters are coming over giving people food, and I'm fucking in the way of the waiters, because I'm a walkabout artist. I don't have a setup or anything. I literally have everything I need on me, and then I'm completely mobile, and then I'll just fucking sort of make sure I just stay out of the way of the waiters, because they've got a job to do. So have I. So when we clash, it's not good. So it kind of works perfectly that, you know, I stay away from them, and then whenever we sort of come together, then I go back to table one, and then by the time I go back to table one, they'll have finished their starters, and then it's basically that again. So whenever they finish their starters, and then when they bring out the main, then I go on the other side of the room, and by the time I go to the other side of the room, they finish their starters, and then, you know? So it's all about sort of working that out, and that's what I did then. But it kind of slowed me down a little bit, because I kept having to fucking walk around places. So I think I only managed about 33 people, you know, in 3 hours. So that's 11 people in an hour, so it's not that bad. But yeah, so I did that. And then before that, what did I do? Fucking nothing. Before that, it was the podcast. It was the last podcast. So there you go, guys. So that's what I've been up to recently. And what else? Oh yeah, so over the last 2 days, I have been growing a beard. So my hair, right, the front of my head, I'm starting to thin out. I'm at that age now where I'm starting to lose my hair. And I'm thinking about what I'm going to do about that. So anybody who's losing their hair and you're You don't know what you don't know what to do. I broke it down to four options, right? So you got four options. So the first option is to let it go as it is. So go bally, if you like, and be one of them people who walk around with like hair around the side of your head and nothing on the fucking front of your head. Or the opposite, where you're like, you're losing hair in the back of your head. Just let it go and have this massive fucking ball patch in the back of your head. And then eventually it'll merge to the fucking front of your head as well. So like, you at the end of the day, you're going to have a baldy fucking top of your head and then hair in the side of your head. So you can either be that person and walk around like that, or the other option is a hair transplant. So obviously you can go to Turkey and get one cheap, but the problem you have with a hair transplant is you have to take tablets for the rest of your life. I didn't know this, right? But it's not just a case of getting your hair moved around or whatever it is. I think they take the hair to the back of your head and then they put it in the front of your head and then it grows back and then boom, you've got fucking hair in your head. But yeah, you've got to take tablets for the rest of your life. And I don't know, do you have to pay for them tablets? Maybe you do. And would you trust some fucking other country? Like Turkey and stuff? I don't think I would. I know you can't get it in the UK. I mean, I would rather get it done in the UK, but obviously it's going to cost fucking more, isn't it? It's going to cost fucking thousands. But, the UK will have a higher standard. Maybe you don't have to take tablets in the UK, I don't know. But I think if you are worried about it, right, if you are worried about losing your hair, I wouldn't worry about it too much, because I think it's going to be a big thing in the UK. So I think a lot of companies are seeing how many people are traveling to fucking Turkey and getting this treatment done. I think a lot of companies, it's going to start getting bigger here, I think. And if it gets bigger here, it should get cheaper. So, 2-3 years time, it may be £1,000 or whatever, I don't know. I think in Turkey it works out at something like 500 quid, somebody said to me. But, that's the treatment itself. So you're obviously going to have to fucking fly out there and whatever. But I mean, if you're going to Turkey for a holiday and you've got like a spare 500 quid, I'd fucking do it, to be honest. Right, so that's your second option, a hair transplant. And then your third option is a toupee or like a fucking wig. I've seen some of them, and I've looked into this. So the wig, you're talking a couple of £100 for a really decent one. And I was thinking to myself, well, how am I going to fucking, how's that going to work? So I think what you do is you just fucking shave the top of your head or whatever. And because I was thinking, what do? I go to a barber's and then like get them to give me a certain haircut with it on or something? I don't know. But I think what you do is just you cut your own hair and then you just plant this fucking thing on top of it and you like glue it on or whatever. But like if you're doing that, I mean, how can you like go swimming and stuff? Like, people's gonna know that you're fucking baldy anyway. So. That's an option I'm not ruling out. So get a wig, or which is the most likely one for me, is to grow some facial hair and then just fucking shave it off and be bald. A lot of people I talk to who are bald and have facial hair, I say to them, like, when, did you start losing your hair? And is that what you've done? Is you just fucking shave it off? And they were like, yeah. Yeah, I just fucking shave it off. And a lot of advice I've been getting from people is shave it off, grow a fucking beard and own it. That's what everybody keeps saying to me. So I've tested out a beard because basically I've got dry skin where I shave, because I shave every fucking day and I've been shaving every day for like, 20 fucking years or something. And I think whenever you're shaving every day and you don't shave, you're face is not used to it, your skin's not used to it, so it needs you to shave. So whenever I grow a beard, it gets really fucking itchy, and it goes really like red where the beard bit is, so like my skin. So I don't know, I'm testing it right now, so I'm gonna keep going this beard for maybe a week, and then if it doesn't like irritate me that much or whatever, then I'll keep the beard and then potentially shave the fucking head. I might give it a go. So this is my plan, right? So I'm gonna test it out. A hair transplant is, it's an option, but I don't think I don't want to be taking tablets for the rest of my life, basically. And I haven't really looked into how much it is in the UK, but the idea of going to Turkey and getting a hair transplant is, it's my third option, basically. But yeah, so what I'm going to do is grow the beard, and then I'm gonna give it a go. I'm going to shave the fucking head and see what it looks like. Now I've got big ears, and every time I get like a short back and sides or whatever, my ears stick out even more than what they normally do. So I don't know what I'm going to look like. So I did download a Bald Booth app and give that a go, and I looked fucking horrendous. So I don't know, but I'm going to grow a beard. I'm going to bite the fucking bullet, shave the head off, and do you know what? If I suit it, I'm like, there you go, problem solved. And if I don't suit it, then I'm going to grow my hair back, and then I'm going to maybe attempt a hair transplanting or get a fucking wig. So there are my three options anyway. What one would I prefer? Well, I would prefer to get the hair transplant and not take tablets for the rest of my life, and, you know, and having a full head of hair. So, I mean, the wig is like a fake option. I don't want to be fake, do you know? Like, I don't want to walk around and people's going, that's a fucking wig on the top of his head. Or, like I say, I love swimming, so I don't want to not go swimming for the rest of my life. Or, you know, I'm going to go swimming, just stick this fucking bit of hair on my locker or something, and then go swimming. And like, I was like, hang on a second. He's bald? What the fuck's going on there? And then, yeah, or the other option is just to go bald. But if I go fucking bald and grow a beard, I don't want to look like I'm a fucking neo-Nazi or something. Do you know what I mean? I quite like my hair. I think I suit her. So I don't know. We'll fucking see. But we'll see how this beard goes. I'm going to take it step by step. So grow a beard. If it doesn't irritate me, keep the beard. And when I say beard, it's not going to be a long fucking bushy thing. It's literally going to be like thick stubble. We'll see how that goes, and then if it does irritate me, and to the point where I'm like, I can't have a beard, I have to shave every day, then I'm going to shave it. Because I think I'm not going to go bald and also shave every day. So if I'm going to go bald, I have to have facial hair. Because if I don't, then I'm going to look like fucking a skinny, anorexic fucking Uncle Fester or something. I don't want to be called, like, and another thing, like, I don't want to get slapped in the head. I don't want to be walking down the street and people are walking behind me going, you know, what's happening, Neil? What's happening, Stewie? You know, slap, slap, slap. So, yeah, if the beard, I mean, it's not irritating me now, so I don't know. I'll fucking check in back in with you guys with that. But stage one, grow a beard. If it doesn't irritate me, keep the beard. And then stage two will be bite the fucking bullet, shave my head. And if I don't suit it, wear a hat for fucking 3 weeks or whatever and wait for her to grow back. And then I'm like, right, shave off the beard. And I'm like, right, that's not an option for me. And then it might be a case of looking to get a hair transplant. But there you go. So if you're thinning out and stuff like that, guys, and you're worried about stuff, I mean, we'll see. The hair transplant, I'm going to fucking look into it, to be honest, the hair transplant stuff, because I'm losing so much hair in the front of my head. It's almost like, you know that bit where people have like an island in the front? I'm going that way. It's thinning out. Like to the naked eye, it doesn't look too bad. But whenever it's like a light, whenever I'm like lights on it or something like that, you can see it. You can see how thin it is. So, but we'll see. We'll fucking see. But anyway, I think it's about time we should get into the podcast, shall we? So this episode is going to be about accents, and it may be borderline fucking racist, if I'm honest, because I'm going to be attempting some fucking accents, and I'm going to be listening to some funny accents, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on some. So, without further ado, play the motherfucking intro.
It was a wintry walk to school in Park Village, but they're a hardy breed in these parts.
Well, the demolishers, we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, good. You wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
It's nice to look at, but tough to live in, and there's no respite yet. Tonight, weather warnings remain in place right across the northwest.
I mean, that guy's fucking accent, Jesus Christ. I don't know where the fuck he's from. Sounds like Ballymena or something, but
Oh, sure, you wouldn't be getting fucking frostbite, you know. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, right, so accents, we've all got one, right? Everybody has. And I don't know, I think I'm going to go stuck straight into it here. The worst accent, right, for me is not just a certain place, but how thick it is. Like, that guy, for example, right, I don't know where the fuck he's from, like, but if you have an accent, right, now, think to yourselves, what's the worst accent in the UK? I bet you a lot of you said Brummie, and I bet you a lot of you said Scouse, right? Now, I would agree with you to a certain extent. Now, I think Brummie, obviously, right, with a real fucking thick Brummie accent, it's fucking, and the voice as well, you know, it is fucking horrible. Let's agree here. And Scouse, like, a real thick Scouse accent on a girl that's, like, really high-pitched is fucking horrible. But I think if you tone them down a little bit, like, I've heard, like, Brummies and stuff, but has, like, a subtle Brummie accent, and I like that. You know, and a Scouse accent on a girl, like, if it's toned down a little bit, if it's, like, nice, you know, she's got a nice voice or something like that, it's nice. I think it's the thickness of it, like, especially, like, a Belfast accent, right? A Belfast accent on a girl, right? If it's really rough, fucking, I fucking knock your fucking, that's horrible. But if it's nice and subtle, then it's nice to listen to. So I think it's not the accent is horrible. I think it's the level of accent which makes it horrible. Do you know what I mean? And then, you know, on the flip side, there is certain places where if it's thicker, it's actually nice. So I like a Glaswegian accent or like any Scottish accent. And if it's really, really, like a really, really strong Scottish accent is nice for me, I think. And then also subtle. So, like, I mean, Lorraine Kelly, for example, I like her accent because it's nice and subtle and stuff like that. But then you have that, there's a video where, like, this guy walks up to a girl and he's like, oh, there's a bonny wee lass. And she's like, oh, I'm not your fucking comfort. Or whatever she says. I can't do a fucking Scottish accent. But I was like, oh, that thick accent is, it's fucking cool. So I believe, like, the reason why we all have accents is because many, 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 many years ago, we were all isolated. There was no, like, easy transporter, if you like. And sort of each tribe, I think it goes back to, like, tribes. So, like, a tribe would pronounce things this way, that way, that way. And then, you know, that's the only, if you're in that tribe, that's the only way you hear things. So, like, that's why you have an accent. And then I think that just develops over time. So, like, instead of it being a tribal thing, it's almost like, you know, like, it then becomes like a city sort of thing or a town sort of thing. It's like, you know, the travellers, the Romani travellers or gypsy travellers, whatever you want to call them. You know, some of the Irish ones have never actually been to Ireland, but they have an Irish accent. And that's because, you know, they isolate themselves from, like, you know, what do they call them? The townies or something? I don't know. But when you're a kid and you're surrounded by Irish speaking people, you're going to pick up that Irish accent. So, like, even though they've never been to Ireland, people think it's weird. Oh, they've never been to Ireland, but they've got an Irish accent. It's because they're around people with an Irish accent. So I think, you know, back in the days, it was like, there was the same sort of thing. It was like, you're in a tribe, you know, and you're born in this tribe, and then you hear them saying certain things, like vowels in a certain way, or consonants in a certain way, and, you know, they pronounce things in a certain way, and then that's all you hear. Well, that's the accent you're going to get, isn't it? And I think as well, like, I mean, I've moved away from Northern Ireland 14 years ago, and I still have my accent. So I think once it's in your head almost, then it's, you know, that's just the way you speak for the rest of your life. I mean, I remember speaking to a guy over here who moved away from Northern Ireland like 50 years ago, and he still had a really strong, thick Northern Irish accent. But then you have people like my sister, for example. She moved over to Australia, and like within a year, she lost her accent, and she speaks Australian now. It's really fucking odd because she still texts, like, with almost like a Northern Irish accent, if you'd like. You know you're getting a text from her, like, it's from, like, a Northern Irish person or whatever, but when she speaks, oh, g'day, mate, oh, fucking, I'm not going to do that. I'm pretty bad. I'm going to try some accents in a minute, but, yeah, so, I think, I don't know, there must be some sort of a neurological thing where, like, or maybe it's where you are, because, you know, I spent most of my years over here in Britain in sort of like the Shropshire area or near Shropshire, and they don't really have a thick accent. So I think it would be different if I was to move to like Liverpool, you know, and spend 14 years in Liverpool. Then I would probably, you know, lose my accent maybe. Or, you know, if I lived in Birmingham or Newcastle upon Tyne or something like that, I think if I moved somewhere where there was a really strong accent and then I stayed there for 14 years, I think I maybe lose it. But around here, it's, and you know, even in Wales, like on the border of Wales, they don't really speak proper Welsh. There's a little bit. I mean, it's like English with a little bit of Welsh sort of inserted in there somewhere. But yeah, so, I mean, I'm never going to fucking lose my accent, like, and I don't want to. It's funny. Like, it's funny having an accent in a different country. I remember one time when I was doing HGV driving, and I just came over here. I think it was over for 4 years or whatever it was. And I started doing HGV driving, and there was a massive company I had to deliver to, and I had about four pallets of stuff. And I remember driving up to the fucking security bit, and I went in through the doors, and there was like a woman there, like a security woman, and she must have been about 50 or something like that. And I walked up to her, and I was like, "Hi, I've got six pallets for you." And she just sat down her pen. She was just like, "With that accent, you can give me anything you want." And I just stood there. She called me well off guard. I was like, "Oh fuck," I'm pretty sure I probably went all red. So that was, you know, it has its perks, but it also, like, you know, there's a downside to it. So, like, I remember going to any time I go to like a drive through, like McDonald's or Burger King or something like that, they never fucking understand me, and they never fucking get my order right because they can't, they don't understand what I'm saying. And I remember one time actually going to Burger King, and I went up to the drive through, and the woman was like, "Hello, what do you want?" And I was like, "Can I get a double cheeseburger?" And then she was like, "Sorry, what?" And she couldn't understand a fucking single word I was saying. And I started getting frustrated, and you could tell, like, I was like, "No, this is what I want. No, this is fucking this." And I got so annoyed. She was like, "Can you just come to the window, please?" So I drove straight to the window, and she could see I was pissed off. And she took my order, and as an apology, she gave me this booklet with all these fucking deals on it. So, like, this thing had about fucking 4 or 5 pages of just, like, you know, buy one, get one free and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, "All right, no, I'm not angry anymore. Happy days." I remember one time as well going to McDonald's, and I went up to the drive-thru, and I was like, "Yeah, can I get two double cheeseburgers, please?" And your woman was like, "A double cheeseburger?" And I was like, "No, two double cheeseburgers." And she was like, "Three double cheeseburgers?" And I was like, "No, can I get a double cheeseburger?" "Yes, one double cheeseburger. Anything else?" "Can I get another double cheeseburger?" She was like, "Okay, two double cheeseburgers." I'm like, "Yes, thank you." You know, this is the shit I had to fucking deal with. I remember one time I went to Nottingham, and me and a friend, we went into a local cafe, and I walked up to the woman, and I was like, "Yeah, can I get a large fry, please?" And for me, a large fry is a fry up, right? It's bacon, sausage, eggs, you know, all that good shit. So I was like, "Yeah, can I get a large fry?" And she was like, "Okay, £2.80. And I was like, £2.80 for a fucking large fry? That's a bargain." So I gave her £2.80. And then my mate, he got like fucking egg on toast or some shit like that. And then we sat down, just waited for the order to come over. And then she came over and brought his over. And it was like eggs and toast. And I'm pretty sure he had scrambled egg and toast. And then she put down this fucking plate of chips to me. And I was like, "Fuck me, £2.80 for a large fry and you get chips with it? I was like, this is a fucking bargain." There's me sitting there fucking 10 minutes later. I'm like, "Right, how long does it take to cook a fucking egg?" And the woman walked past me, and I was like, "Excuse me." And she's like, "Yes." And I was like, "Do you know how long my fry's going to be?" And she's like, "You're eating them?" I was like, "Oh, fuck." She thinks I meant fries. And I just turned to her and I was like, "Do you have any brown sauce?" And I just sat there with a fucking plate of chips, and I'm looking at him, and I was like, "I wanted a fucking fry up." So, yeah, that actually happened. That was a true story. And another one, this is a funny one. So whenever you're an HGV driver, right, you if you're going to a an establishment or any business or something like that, you normally go to Goods Inn, right? So I actually had a driver's mate with me at this time, and we drove up to the fucking building, and it was closed, and I was like, wait, where's Goods Inn? I can't see it. I need to find it. Maybe in the back, no, behind the room or whatever, or behind the room, behind the building. So we seen this guy who was smoking outside the front of the building. So I drove up to him and I rolled down the window and I said, "Excuse me, mate, where's Goods Inn?" And he goes, "Two tins." And I was like, "No, where is Goods Inn?" And he goes, "Oh, it's round the back." And I go, "What's inside the tins?" And I was like, "What are you on about?" And he said, "You got two tins." I was like, "No. I was asking you where Goods Inn was. You thought I said two tins, but I was asking where Goods Inn was." And he just went, "Ah, right," and fucking walked off. And I was like, "What the fuck just happened there? Like, how, two tins, Goods Inn?" I mean, like, you know, I can sort of see where he's coming from, but like, these stupid little things happen, and they happen to me all the fucking time. Like, people always get confused about what I say. I'll say something and people will be like, you know, I always get this like stir. Like, every time I talk to somebody, they look at me, and like, they just stare right at me, like, "What? What the fuck did you just say?" Now, on the flip side, you know, I can't understand certain people as well over here. So, there's a place in the West Midlands, so you've got, which is classed as the Black Country, right? Now, I thought Black Country meant fucking something completely different, but it's to do with all the coal mining and stuff like that. So, you're talking, like, Wolverhampton, Dudley, all that kind of stuff. It's all around there. It's like the Black Country. That's what they call it. And there's a thing called the Black Country slang. Now, my ex had a little bit of that. And there's certain things that she used to say. And I was like, what? What the fuck do you just say? So some of the stuff she used to say was something like, "Push the window to." I'm like, "To where?" And she's like, "No, just push it to." And I'm like, "To where?" And what she's trying to say is, "Close the fucking window." And then she used to put, like, "else" in the end of things. So, like, "Push the window to, it'll get cold, else." And I'm like, why do you keep calling me fucking else? And she's like, "No." What she actually meant was, "or else it will get cold," you know? So, like, I mean, you know, Wales as well. Wales, fucking, this is a cracker. In Wales, they like to say this, right? If you ask them to do something, so if you're like, "Can you come to my house" or something like that, they'll say, "Yeah, I'll be there now in a minute." I'm like, "Well, what the fuck does that mean? Now in a minute? Like, are you doing it now, or are you doing it in a minute?" "Yeah, I'll do it now in a minute." And I'm like, I don't fucking know what you mean. Like, how is that a time frame? How is now in a minute a fucking, like, somebody explain to me, how long is now in a minute? Because every time I ask somebody in Wales, right, "Explain to me, what do you mean by now in a minute?" "Well, it's I'm going to do it now, but in a minute." I'm like, "That, yeah, but that doesn't make any sense to me." What's the other one? Oh, yeah. "Whose coat is that jacket?" I fucking heard a few Polish people saying that as well. "Whose coat is that jacket?" Like, "You see them two houses over there?" "Yeah, the one in the middle is mine." That's my fuck. That was a Northern Irish accent there. In fact, yeah, let's move on to this. I'm going to fucking see if I can do some accents here, right? This is where I might get a little bit of fucking racist. What accents shall we go for? Hang on, I'm going to see if I can get a video here. Right, so one accent I would love to just crack is the Scottish accent, right? Because every time I try and do a Scottish accent, it hurts the fuck out of my throat. And I don't know how fucking Scottish people walk around and speak like this all day. But this is my attempt, right? "Arry, lad." Fuck, I was almost a little scared there. "Arry, I'm from Scotland." See, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but it really hurts my fucking throat. But we got a little video here, so this guy's gonna teach not just me, but you how to fucking do a Scottish accent. "Because the way I do it, it hurts my throat." Oh, right. Who is this fucking guy?
"My name's Matt, and I'm here to do a..."
Hi, Matt.
"Scottish accent we do in under 2 minutes. Let's get started. First, you start with the oo sound.
Oo.
Which actually turns foot into foot.
Foot. Oot. Foot.
Turns should into should.
Should. No, fuck me.
Turns pull into pool.
Pool.
Now you have the eh sound.
Eh. Ool, eh.
And yet, to yet.
Yet. Settle.
Settle into settle.
Settle. I'm like, I'm doing right.
Interest into interest.
Interest.
So now you have the O sound. O. And this turns Scottish into Scottish.
Scottish.
Turns cloth into cloth. And turns robot into robot. Hear the elongation there. Now you have
the... Hear the elongation there. No, I'm still fucking shit.
A sound, and this is a very sweet sounding sound. You have price or price, kite or kate, and all right or all right. Now the O sound, more like an O, so goat. And no is...
No, a goat. I mean, whereabouts in Scotland is this fucking accent?
No, and so instead of so. Now, you say every single R sound, but you tap it. So you go, Andy Murray, sparse, and aware. Now some practice sentences. We could pull the hood off, should we?
May said Ed, dead heading, red, the red roses. Right, let's see if I got that right.
Said Ed, dead heading the red roses.
No.
Stop the hotpot robot hotpot.
What? Stop the hot, what the fuck, what did he just say there?
We could pull the hood off.
Hang on.
Should we? Miss.
Hang on.
Dead heading the red roses.
Right. So, I think, stop the hotchpotch robot hot pot. Stop the hotpot robot hot pot.
Stop the hotchpot robot hot pot. Simon's hind legs fine till nine. I don't know, Owen only.
I can do that one. I don't know. There you go.
Opens donuts, what the hell is that? Uber, where fares still aren't fair. Now more stuff I didn't have time to get to. Little Lizzie licked her lips
total. Oh, I thought he was going to say something. Little Lizzie licked her funny. Shut the door. It stinks of fucking funny.
Donuts, what the hell is that? Uber, where fares still aren't fair. Now more stuff I didn't have time to get to.
Here we go.
Little Lizzie licked her lips totally listlessly. The found sounds sing.
Little Lizzie licked her little Lizzie.
Astounding. And pastry cases taste great. I've been Matt from Voice Hacker. Enjoy your new Scottish accent.
I mean, am I any better? Little Lizzie licked her little vagina. No, I'm fucking bad. Do you know what? Do you know one accent I can really do, right? And you'd be surprised at this, is a fucking African one. My name is Otto. How are you doing today? Why can I do an African accent, but I cannot do a Scottish one? Wow, I even sounded Scottish though. Oh, hang on. I'll take a moment. My name is Neil. I'm from Scotland. No, fucking lost it. Why are you doing this? Why are you on this podcast? See, I can do a fucking... How can I do an African one and I can't do a fucking Scottish one? What else? We got French. Bonjour. No, I'm shit at that as well. What other one can I do? I can do a Dudley accent. Right, and this is perfect. Listening for a perfect demonstration here.
Dudley. I'm from Dudley, I am.
Right, what else have we got here? I'm going to see if I can find some real fucking funny accents. So, I can't do a Scottish accent. I can do a, for fucking some reason. Do you know what? Another one I can't really do is a fucking Southern Irish one. Like, you think, you know, the whole Irish thing I'd be able to do is... I'm from... I can't even fucking... What? You know, I'm trying to stay away from the whole, you know, normal shit, like, top of the morning to you. I'm from Dublin. Oh, maybe I can do a Dublin accent. No, I'm fucking shite. I'm shitty in my own accent, for fuck's sake. There was a word I remember I did an English accent, and it fucking freaked me out because it sounded so English. It was the first time I really heard myself say, like, saying something in a proper English accent. And I can't remember the fucking word. What was it? They'll come back to me. When it comes back to me, I'll say it, and I can say it perfectly in a fucking English accent. Let me see if I can get a video here. Fucking funniest accents ever. I mean, the first one popped up was that guy from wherever he was from, Ballymena or fucking wherever. Really. Oh yeah, the word is purchase. So like, you purchase something. I purchased that. That's my fucking English accent. Really, I'm gonna go stupid. Really stupid, funny accent. Whoa, look at this guy. He's fucking weird. Can't find anyone. Murder. Right, somebody. There's bound to be like a real fucked up accent. And I'll pause this and I'll fucking find one. Right, so I got one here, and for some reason, right, I keep picking on the fucking Irish here, but this guy, right, so this is like an Irish farmer, and he's something to do with his fucking sheep, somebody's stealing his sheep or whatever, but listen to this for a fucking accent. Jesus.
45 sheep have been stolen.
Possibly a night, there'd be a full moon there about a night, and then sure it'd be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains about a night, sure. Well, there was 45 sheep missing, like, and the lambs and everything, and the sheep, just count out a nice bit of money, like. Can be done about you, nothing.
Some sort.
Like, he is speaking English. Like, sure, there's no fucking sheep or no fucking...
Some sort of either, you know.
Mikey's next door neighbour says some of his sheep have also been stolen.
Come back. I'm missing about 10 ewes. It's not all that difficult. All you got to do is have a good dog. Have a good dog and go at night, some moonshine night, just put the dog around him, put him on a trailer and walk him. And then probably somebody else to pick him up. Whoever is doing it knows what he's doing.
I mean, right, I'm picking on the fucking Irish, right? Let's see if I can get, what else can we do here? I mean, we've done some interesting facts. We've got some funny fucking videos, but there's bound to be like pause this again, see if I can find another fucking video. Okay, I've got a good classic video here. So this guy, I've seen this guy before, and I think he was on like TikTok and stuff like that, but he's this I don't know where it is. Ghana. So this guy is a news reporter from Ghana, right? Now if you've seen this video, you know who I'm talking about, but if you don't, when I first seen this video, I thought he was taking a fucking piss, but it's actually proper, right? So this guy, he's from Ghana, he's a news reporter, and then he does like the sports, and he does like the Premier League, right? And he can't fucking say the team's names half the times, and this is why I thought it was so funny, because I was like, the way he's saying this, like, there's no way that this guy's a professional news reporter on a fucking national, you know, TV, but he is. So I'm gonna play this here. So this is him trying to pronounce fucking football names.
Now, football. English Premier League.
Everton.
1. Manchester United. 3.
3, he said.
Crystal Palace 4, Leeds United 1, Chelsea 4, Sheffield United 1.
He said Sheffield, he tried to say Sheffield United, oh my god, that was fucking hilarious.
Leeds United 1,
Sheffield
United
1,
Chelsea 4, Sheffield United 1. West Ham 1, Fulham 0.
Fulham.
Sunday. West Bromwich 0.
That was West Bromwich Albion. Where's the Bromwich? Right, he's going to try and say Tottenham Hotspur here.
Tottenham Hotspur 1. Leicester
City.
1.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
What the fuck? That was like, that means, like, this is him saying Wolverhampton Wanderers, right? Like,
Manchester City 1, Liverpool 1.
Oh, he knows how to say Liverpool.
Arsenal
0.
Aston Village 3.
Aston Villa.
Syria A.
Oh, he's
2.
Right, he's going to some other fucking league. But Aston Village, yeah. That guy is going to be on the Stewie's Thoughts Facebook page and Instagram. So if you want to check that out, it's fucking hilarious. So yeah, so there you go. And I think that sort of wraps it up then, doesn't it? So we'll end on that guy who's an absolute fucking legend. But yeah, so there we go. There is my thoughts on accents, and there's probably going to be a fucking another one to this, because I reckon there's a lot more I could have said about this, but, you know, if you've got an accent, flaunt it, you know? Be proud of it. And, I don't know, what else can we say? This podcast wasn't as racist as I thought it would be. Maybe people got offended, who knows, but I think we'll leave on a fact, shall we? So apparently, right, accents may start developing before you're born. How? So we understand accents much younger than we think. In fact, behavioural scientists from the University of Helsinki, University of Helsinki, again, I touched on them on a different podcast. What the fuck do they do in the University of Helsinki? They study fucking all sorts of shit. But anyway, they found out babies can recognise sounds played to them while in the womb. I know about that. Babies may also cry differently depending on their mother's tongue. Now, I think that's a bit of a load of bollocks, because babies, there's always a set way of a kid crying, isn't there? It's always like, and like, they always cry like they're being fucking murdered or something. You know, I mean, how else can a baby cry differently? Like, but I've heard that, like, you know, babies can hear stuff in the mother's womb and stuff. Like, that's why they play music and stuff like that and all. But, so, that's trying to say that, you know, you may have an accent before you're even born. But I don't know. Is that true? I mean, I always think that, like, kids, especially, like, I know, 2 or 3 year olds, they all have this sort of same accent, don't they? Hang on. So we've got a video here with kids doing some really strong accents. So this will be a funny video. Play it.
Can go.
What, geezer?
I want geezer.
Tell us, what is it? What is this called?
Scorpion.
A scorpion?
Yeah, scorpions are really cool and scary. Wolfgang.
Is what?
Oh, it's lovely.
Love
it.
Is it lovely?
Yeah, I love it. I was doing my work this morning at school, and I finished, and I took it to Miss MacDonald, and I said, "I've done." She said, "You've not done, because I have done." And she said, "You've not. Look, I've done more than one sentence." And she said,
that proper, like, Yorkshire accent and all is pretty funny as well. Up to north. And, like, duck. Every time I go up north, they always go, like, hey up, duck. And I'm like, why are you calling me a fucking duck?
You haven't. And then I showed her, and I said, just put it in box, I'm sick of hearing you now. And so I put it in box, and I thought, I have done. When she marks it, she'll be surprised, and she'll say sorry to me. And that
was it. Daddy, can you say chase?
Chase.
Daddy, can you say road?
Road.
Kid just laughing at his accent.
Daddy, can you say path?
Path.
Daddy, can you say car?
Carl Road.
Carl Road.
If you go to a gym today, you could have had one of these chips, but you didn't.
Right, so there you go. But there is one video, right, where this little kid, I'm going to see if I can find this now, where she's like, it's a little bit like ice cream. So she's like, where is it? I'm going to see if I can find it. Hang on. So here you go. Here's a little girl ranting about the ice cream.
So there's an ice cream van there selling just two ice creams with two chewing gums in it.
Yeah.
For bloody £9 for two of them.
£9 for two?
Yeah, £9. That is going to get nowhere. The one that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. That is going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't, is it?
No, he ain't.
That's well bad, isn't it?
You should know. And he only does bloody card. Stood there with my cash. Bloody hell.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Bloody well bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, bet he can hear me.
Fucking hell. Right, so there you go, guys. Right. I think we'll end the podcast there. I've talked over an hour now, so happy fucking days. So there you go. There's my thoughts on accents. And so hope you enjoyed this one. Guys, I will be back again in a few days, I reckon. I don't know. But I've got a few fucking events up this weekend as well. So cheers for listening, everybody. And stay fucking safe. Stay safe. Stay at home. Keep 2 meters away from each other, blah, 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 blah. Right, cheers for listening, guys, and see you next time. Thanks, bye.